This is our number 10.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It is a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. So, sadly, there have just been a lot of stories that reflect the severe downturn in our region with crime down in Olympia. There was a riot in a park. I've talked to some business owners around that park down in Olympia. They fenced it off and closed down a public park because the homeless drug vagrants had taken it over. And then police with riot gear were called out on Saturday. They had to use flashbang grenades and pepper balls because the homeless was tearing down the fence. They were taking back the public park that was closed down because they've turned it into just a trash pit of drugs. It's called Artesian Commons Park, and it has become a den of iniquity with drugs. And it's just, it's unbelievable how we are allowing the addicts to take over this entire region. And there is, of course, a much larger problem. I saw the president speak at the United Nations this morning, along with Nikki Haley and Mike Pompeo, our Secretary of State. And they were talking about this international coalition, 160 nations, that have signed on to tackle the opiate crisis that is worldwide. And it is critical. The fact that we are giving in to drugs, that we're legalizing drugs in King and Snohomish County, and there are some people on the text very upset with me that all drugs should be legal and prohibition didn't work in America, Dory, and you profess to be a libertarian. No, never. If anything, I have more libertarian leanings, but I don't take any worldview because it's the worldview of a particular party. And yes, there are a lot of libertarians who think drugs should be legalized. I do not. In Amsterdam, it's a hellhole. Here in Seattle, King County, Snohomish County, with the de facto legalization of all drugs, as the prosecutors have said, they will not prosecute small amounts. You just look at the streets and you see what a disaster this is. Look at the number of drug addict vagrants. Also, the gang problem that has led to so many murders in Burien and elsewhere. Drug money is what fuels the gangs. The reason why there are these turf wars everywhere is because in many cases they're fighting for drug money. China knows that if they want to undermine the United States, and in China there is nothing they would like better than to see the destruction of our country. The Chinese leaders, not the Chinese people. There's nothing they would like better. And so one way they're doing that is China is dumping all of this fentanyl in Mexico, knowing that there is an unchecked border between Mexico and the United States, and so we have a free flow of drugs. So it's part of other nations wanting to watch us destroy ourselves from within. In Afghanistan, a lot of the terror activities are funded by the drug trade. Yes, it is a worldwide problem. And throwing up our hands and saying that we want to attract more addicts to our region than any place else in America, it is proving to be a disastrous societal approach by our local government leaders. But again, the reason for that strategy is the more addicted people you have, the more helpless people you have, the more they believe and hope fervently that they will need and rely on government for their livelihood, will build all of this housing for the homeless and for the drug addicts and the developers who profit wildly off of that. They can get their money. They can get their our tax dollars into their coffers. And it is a multifaceted problem, but it's all related to terrorism. It's related to gangs. It's related to the unchecked thirst for power by our local politicians. And then we're seeing it manifest itself in 51-year-old receptionists getting gunned down sitting at their desk at a chiropractic office. We saw, and I've got story after story, down in Olympia, where they take over the park. Up in Linwood, a Subway store, where a Subway worker, man, do you hear about this? Just a brutal assault. Yeah, it's just a young man who's been working at the Subway sandwich shop in Linwood. And right out front, a guy parks his car across three parking spaces. So the guy says, can you move your car? You're taking up all my parking spaces. And the guy goes in and just brutally beats the Subway worker. He's going to have surgery to have titanium plates put in his jaw. They're looking for an African-American man who was the attacker. And the father of the guy who was attacked, David Alvarez, Juan Alvarez, was the victim in this brutal beatdown. His father, David, talked to Channel 4. They have it at comonews.com. And the father explained why the guy got so mad at his son.
My son, Juan, just asked if the guy could just park his car normally and park in one stall because they weren't closing for another hour and a half.
And he described the attack on his son.
The guy grabbed the phone out of my son's hand and broke his phone and then attacked him. He got pounded pretty good. I mean, he tried to defend himself.
And the father said that his son's a fine young man.
Been working at Subway for at least 10, 12 years on and off. He's working at two different Subways. Juan's really nice kid. He does not violent. For this guy to attack my son like that was unnecessary.
And so they're looking for, again, African-American man. He took off in a white Chevy Blazer, or maybe it was a Ford SUV. He's in his late 20s to early 30s, about 6 feet tall. And they're looking for the guy. Can you imagine as a parent? I mean, your son, he's been working for 10 or 12 years. And so he's 29 years old. And now his life is never going to be the same.
Simply by asking, can you do the right thing and not take up all the parking spots? Which is why I always worry when you have any kind of encounter. It's just even, you know, someone you run into on the streets.
Yeah.
And if you accidentally cut someone off, if you were to, you know, say anything or whatever. I mean, you never know when one just random encounter.
Which is why I opened with my comments this hour, because we have more and more just ruthless animals roaming the streets, and that's unkind to animals. Animals are pretty compassionate, and they only kill for their food, for their subsistence. We just have ruthless ogres. Monsters.
So many are just not in the right mind.
Right. And what's that? You know, the convenience store right at the top of the hill from the radio station.
Yes.
So a couple of months ago, I had to run in there to grab something. And same thing. This woman, it was about 8 a.m., and she parked across four parking spots, and she's getting out of her car, and they were the last four parking spots in the lot. And I rolled down my window, and I said, hey, can you move your car? And she was completely incoherent, drugged out at 8 in the morning. Mm. And so at that point, what do you do? So I just kept on driving. I'm not going to risk somebody like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever I was getting wasn't that important.
Right.
It rarely is when you run into one of those stores. But it's just a horribly sad story. What is this?
Fast 15.
Yeah, Fast 15. Sorry about that. I'm loopy for a Monday. Usually I don't get this loopy till later in the week.
The big game yesterday.
It was a big game. It was a fun game. Next up in the Fastest 15. So Mary Kay Letourneau is back in the news. She did an interview with Australian TV. And she was saying, so what happened? Are she and Veely back together? Weren't they going to get a divorce?
Well, he's filed for separation, but then he withdrew that. So, yeah,
so they're back together.
Back together, apparently.
And, of course, our show.
I think they've probably realized that they're worth more together than separate.
Our show was, we were kind of the fulcrum of all of that coverage when this first happened. Because, for whatever reason, we were just all over it. And Mary Kay's attorney, who... Because I said, look, she's a rapist. She should go to prison. He, of course, passionately disagreed with me, but he really liked the show. And so he would come on all the time and give her camp side of things. And that gave us all this access. So, yeah, she was a child rapist. He was 12 years old. She was his teacher. But in this brand new interview with Australian TV, Mary Kay Letourneau says she wouldn't have had sex with Veeley if she had known it was illegal. She had no idea that what she was doing was wrong.
If someone had told me, if anyone had told me, there is a specific law that says that you, this is a crime.
I'll say that to your face, Mary. I'll say that to you. I'm not bristling.
If you had someone on here that knew Mary back then, I did not know. I have said this over and over again.
I will tell you, I did interview her, and it turned out she was pregnant at the time I was talking to her, and I was trying to get her to go on the radio with us. And so we had a conversation, and she did have a certain cluelessness about her that she, but.
She was a teacher.
That's baloney that she didn't know it was against, because we all, every reporter asked her. You know this is against the law. That's baloney.
Of course. And the thing that she went to jail for, to prison for, was she initially got probation. And the terms of the probation are you can't have any contact with the child that you've allegedly been raping. And then they catch her and him in a fogged up car at 1 a.m.
And then she became pregnant again.
Yes. And now she's saying...
It's just, revisionist history.
It's just insane. She couldn't sound stupider. Next up in the Fastest 15, New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick, I think undeniably greatest coach in NFL history. Used to be Vince Lombardi in my view, but Bill Belichick is, all the Super Bowls he's won with Tom Brady, I just don't think there's any comparison.
Okay, so is that based, though, on the wins? Because of that, I look at it and think, isn't there an asterisk? Because there's some question about whether these have all been...
Legit?
Yes.
Nah. No, I mean, there's the deflated ball thing. Eh. And then there's Spygate, where they had somebody spying on the opponent's practice. Nah, he's the greatest coach, even in spite of that. But, people... accuse me all the time. They say that I softball Pete Carroll, that I don't, and I ask him a lot of somewhat challenging questions, but it's also the Pete Carroll show, and it's part of my job to make him look good, and if I was a jerk to him, he wouldn't come on with us every week.
Right.
And you have, for a long-term relationship, and the other part of it is, he has become a friend of mine, and I don't go all pit bull on friends. There's no value in it, given the fact that he comes on with us every week. And I genuinely like the man. I am so glad that I don't do the Bill Belichick show because he is such a jerk to the media. So the Patriots lost yesterday. This goes on for 7 minutes. I'm not playing the whole 7 minutes, but here's about a minute. This is his post-game press conference, and listen to how Bill Belichick treats the media after the Patriots lost for the second straight week.
Bill, what can you do about the slow starts?
What can you do about the slow starts? The questions are hard to hear, so what can you do about the slow starts?
We have to work at it. Work harder.
You had talked about that all week, the slow starts, you mentioned it with Zoe in the interview before the game. How does that happen?
You've been talking about it all week. How do these slow starts keep happening?
We got to coach to play better.
Bill, you talked about better team defense after Jacksonville, you know, better coverage, helping out the defensive line helping out the coverage. What do you have to do to play better team defense?
Everything. We just got to do a better job.
Okay, this is a woman
that's
who's asking,
painful.
What happened on the intentional grounding penalty that you got?
We didn't have a receiver in the area where we threw the ball.
Was that a player mistake?
Yeah, there were several things that went wrong on the play, yeah.
This goes on, Ursa. That's
okay,
the
have you ever heard him animated?
Press
I mean, is that normally how he is?
No, that's how he treats the media. Yeah. He treats them with such disdain.
Yeah,
and
so why do you interview him?
But they get a kick out of it. That's his thing.
I know.
Everybody gets a kick out of it.
I think.
They don't take it personally.
I think that I'd get kicked out of the press conference because I would just want to goof on the mail.
Yeah.
If I was sitting out there.
You guys have to adjust your plan offensively when Hollister. Lost during the week.
Yeah, they had an injury, so how'd you have to adjust?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you feel like that was a factor at all in the week or today in the execution?
Is that a factor in the execution?
I think they clearly outplayed us and outcoached us today.
Did you play?
Why do they continue?
I don't know.
Well, I think
you
that is them
nothing.
Goofing on them. They know they're going to get zero response. Like zero, nothing usable.
But what's the point
but
of
they
that?
They did their job and asked.
But what a...
I mean, that's kind of like Marshawn Lynch, too. You know, he'd give his... When he was started just like
right.
being so annoyed.
But you get nothing out of it. It's just wasting everyone's time. And so I... That's
his
one
people
of,
love it.
That's one of many reasons why I appreciate our coach here.
I'm so glad they lost last night. That's awesome.
Put some effort
Again.
Into things. Okay, that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast. Dory's Fastest 15.
Give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Okay, the Kavanaugh Supreme Court nomination. The very latest on that. Up next on the Dory Monson Show. Well, if this Brett Kavanaugh story is what I believe it to be, it is truly one of the saddest, most depressing political stories that I can remember. Because I am one who believes, I could be wrong. And if he did a couple of nasty things to girls 36 years ago, then he was kind of a creepy kid. Now, would that be a disqualifier? I have no idea. You know, you tell me. Online Trading Academy text line 98973. That's how you can reach me, 98973. If somebody did something at a high school party when he was 17 and at a college party when he was 18, where everybody was allegedly drinking. If, because I don't believe these stories at all, but if they happened, and then the person's had an exemplary life for 36 years, would that be a disqualifier? You tell me what you think about that. After studying and reading these stories all weekend long, including the New Yorker piece that came out with this supposed second accuser, none of it rings true to me at all. The first woman said that there were four people at the party where when she was 15, he was 17 in high school. And they've contacted all four of the people. She said they were all guys, but one of them was a woman who's a longtime friend who says she has no recollection of it. The men who have been contacted say they have no recollection. So there's absolutely no corroboration of her story at all. And then last night, the New Yorker came out with a Ronan Farrow piece where a second woman said that at a party at Yale, they were drinking heavily. And she says that she cannot really remember what happened because she was in an alcohol fog. And she claims that 6 days ago she didn't remember enough to go forward, but then she consulted with an attorney, and suddenly 36 years and 6 days later, now she remembers what happened. And none of it rings true. The timing of this is so improbable that Brett Kavanaugh sailed through the Senate confirmation hearings. And there is nothing, nothing more important to Democrats. They're afraid that somehow Roe versus Wade would be flipped if Kavanaugh got on the court. I don't see any way that would happen, but that's what Democrats are so concerned about. And of course, nothing's more important than protecting the right to kill babies. And so they are just freaked out by this Kavanaugh appointment. And they're very upset that Hillary lost, because the president gets to appoint the Supreme Court justices. And so there's been this strategy in place. So the first accuser, this Dr. Ford, she gave her, and a lot of people don't realize this part, she first gave her message that this high school party incident happened to a member of the House, not the Senate that reviews Supreme Court nominees, but a member of the House. If she had given it directly to Dianne Feinstein, a member of the Senate, then if it's a false accusation, you can be prosecuted for that, for a false accusation. If you filter it through a member of the House and then they give it to Feinstein, the accuser cannot as easily be prosecuted. So if Dr. Ford got some legal advice on how best to lodge this accusation, then this is pretty smart. But it also means she had some pretty insider knowledge. So my best guess on this whole thing is they were hoping that Kavanaugh would have some major flaw in the Senate confirmation hearings. And when he did not, they, meaning the Democrats, they swung Plan B into place. And that was, okay, we will release the first accuser, when they did last week. And then her story's not going to ring true, and the people who could corroborate it, they are turning out to not be corroborative. And so then, very carefully, Sunday night, just in time for this week's news cycle, the New Yorker, Ronan Farrow, they'll roll out with his second accuser, who also can't turn up anybody who can corroborate her story. And if this is all being made up because of politics, and this has happened so many times before, the Anita Hill, I mean, they did the same thing to Clarence Thomas. They successfully did it to Robert Bork during the 2012 campaign. Senator Harry Reid of Nevada alleged that Mitt Romney hadn't paid his taxes for 11 years. A complete total lie. But Harry Reid said it. His minions in the media repeated it so often, it was proven to not be true, and Harry Reid laughed and said, well, it worked. These are soulless, evil people who are involved in politics, and in both sides. Both sides are soulless and evil in their quest for power. But it is such a level of depravity, if it is what I think it is. And then you have people like Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono. Listen to why she thinks Kavanaugh is guilty of these sex assaults.
I put his denial in the context of everything that I know about him in terms of how he approaches his cases. As I said, his credibility is already very questionable in my mind and in the minds of a lot of my fellow Judiciary Committee members, the Democrats.
So she disagrees with him on political and social and judicial issues. So she believes he committed a sex assault. That's a United States senator. That's her logic. And then somebody asked, really? On MSNBC. Really? Because you disagree with his judicial decisions. That's why you believe he's a sex assaulter?
In conservative circles, there is some outrage, some anger at your comment. It's being interpreted as because this is a conservative judge, you're not, you've already sort of made your decision about him as it relates to these accusations. Can you clarify what you meant? Do you believe Judge Kavanaugh does deserve a presumption of innocence or not?
Look, we're not in a court of law. We're actually in a court of credibility at this point. And without having the FBI report or some semblance of trying to get corroboration, we are left with the credibility of the two witnesses. Mm. And I said that his credibility is already questionable in my mind because, one, he misstates cases, he misapplies cases. And as I said at his hearing, we cannot have somebody on the Supreme Court who does that, who doesn't even get the basics of the law.
These are just pathetic human beings that we're willing to label somebody for purely political purposes. A sex assaulter. And this is a man who's got teenage daughters. A New York Times columnist, Frank Rich, this morning went on Twitter and said, all this proves that that makes it very disturbing that he coaches girls basketball. I'm thinking, what? What a horrible human being would say something like that. I mean, you want to destroy a human being's life because you don't like the fact that Trump beat Hillary in the election. And that's what this is. The president gets to pick Supreme Court. I got a bunch of other audio. Let me take a quick time out. I'm going to play some other audio on this story and lots of other news. This is the Dory Monson Show. Rolls on. More on the Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court nomination. I thought that Ben Shapiro earlier today, he had a great recap of, you know, just that this is the Democrat playbook. And, you know, it started with Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill.
I have been racking my brains and eating my insides out, trying to think of what I could have said or done to Anita Hill to lead her to allege that I was interested in her in more than a professional way.
Thomas wasn't wrong. There simply was no evidence of the allegations other than Anita Hill's allegations. Anita Hill, by her own admission, followed Thomas from the Department of Education to the EEOC, even though she had a Schedule A attorney job protection. She spoke with him on the phone multiple times, according to phone logs, after leaving the EEOC, but then she said she didn't. She asked him for a job recommendation. She also told senators that she had been told by aides to Democratic senators that if she came forward, Thomas might withdraw his nomination without the process going forward.
And so that was the strategy back then. And then they did the same thing to Robert Bork. Joe Biden was one of the water carriers on that attack.
Robert Bork's America is a land in which women would be forced into back alley abortions. Blacks would sit at segregated lunch counters. Rogue police could break down citizens' doors in midnight raids. And school children could not be taught about evolution.
Slanderous, disgusting, evidence-free allegations that took down Robert Bork. Now, fast forward to 2012. We remember this one. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is running a tight, competitive race with incumbent Democrat President Barack Obama. So, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid simply slanders him by stating on the floor of the Senate that Romney hadn't paid his taxes.
So, the word's out that he hasn't paid any taxes for 10 years. Let him prove that he has paid taxes, because he hasn't.
Let him prove it. It's not Reid's job to prove he didn't pay taxes. It's Romney's job to prove that he did pay taxes. You have to prove that you obeyed the law. Reid then released a statement explaining, quote, "As I said before, I was told by an extremely credible source that Romney has not paid taxes for 10 years.
And then when it was proven to be an absolute lie, as I said earlier, Harry Reid laughed and said, well, it worked. And that's where I just get to the pure evil that drives politics these days. By the way, Clarence Thomas was, even after the Anita Hill thing, he was rather easily by the Senate put on the court with several Democrats voting for him because everyone could see through that false accusation. Now it's purely political. And I wish I wish that they would just cancel this Thursday conversation with Dr. Ford, since none of the corroborators are corroborating, and just do the vote. I mean, even Alan Dershowitz, a liberal to the core, says
every civil libertarian in the country, liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, led by the American Civil Liberties Union, should be outraged at this demand. It is so un-American. You're the accuser. You get on the witness stand. You testify. You make your accusation. You get cross-examined. Then the accused responds. It turns the entire legal system on its head. It is insane to ask an accused person to deny the accusation before he has heard the accusation being made and cross-examined. Sure, the FBI should continue its background check. They should also call everybody else who may have been at this party. All of that is true, but the idea that he goes first, I want to hear from the American Civil Liberties Union. Where are they? This is the most fundamental denial of due process.
And that is an extremely liberal constitutional expert, Alan Dershowitz. And it is madness. It is absolute madness. Big Lead at 2 is next.